Delighted to be joined on air by Shane Murphy from the Oil Cancer House. Good afternoon, Shane. How are you?
Good afternoon, Eric. I'm great. And yourself?
Very good, thanks. Very good. This week we're going to talk a little bit about children struggling during the lockdown and some tips and how they might be able to cope with it and, how they might just, I suppose, get live a bit easier with it, I suppose. So I'd like everyone else, a lot of us, I presume, will probably forget more about children this time, and it must be having a big effect on children, I would imagine. Not going to school, not meeting your friends, all that kind of stuff. That's because that's what being a child is all about, really, isn't it?
Well, that's definitely it. Like, you know, I mean, one of the things I notice is that children are definitely struggling, and I suppose this is the first time that we're ever able to see longevity of a time that children have been out of school.
Yeah.
And one thing that we've learned is that routine is definitely very important.
Yeah.
And interacting with other children. So, I mean, the struggle I think that's happening at the moment is I'd be worried about social anxiety. You know, their lack of meeting with their friends or anyone else.
Oh, and when you say social anxiety, is that just mixing with their peers or mixing with just people in general?
Mixing with people in general, because, I mean, this lockdown has just caused people to pull away from their friends, pull away from the people that they see inside in school all the time, you know. And it's really, really important for children's growth that they're actually interacting with other people, interacting with even other adults other than mammy and daddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know, it's very important for learning. You know, children at this age are like sponges. They just literally learn everything that they see around them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, definitely, as I say, we've never had this length of time that children have been out of school. And routine is so important. I know I keep saying it when I was talking with the adults, but definitely for children it's so important at the moment, you know. And I know they're all getting browned off with the Zoom and everything else that they're doing. But, I mean, the routine has changed there as well when you think about it. Like before, they'd get out of bed at, you know, 7 in the morning, have their breakfast and then go to school, whereas at the moment they're getting out, having their breakfast and sitting on the couch and going to Zoom.
And funny enough, because I was only talking to someone even over the weekend about both young kids, young teenagers, even the amount of them that we're going to lose to sporting activities and all that kind of stuff. We're going to miss a generation here because of this. Because a lot of those people aren't, they're going to really struggle to come back to something like that.
Well, they're definitely going to struggle. Like, I mean, when you think about it, like most children would either be on rugby, would be doing GA, would be doing soccer, and you know that's out and about. You know what's so important is physical activity, and at the moment, you know, they're just playing out in their back garden or they're going out in the green in the front, whereas they're not getting out and doing different things. So, I mean, it is so important for them to get rid of physical anxiety that's inside them. Like, you know, going out and playing a game of rugby, meeting friends, you know, and actually the physical part of actually doing something, you know, I mean, it's actually getting rid of that built up emotions and feelings that's within them, you know?
Yeah.
And they've no outlet at the moment. So, I mean, I'm hearing more and more from different parents about their children acting like they've never seen them act before. There's anger, there's aggression, there's moody, there's sadness. You know, I mean, people are saying to me, like, you know, my child has never acted like this before. I don't know what's going on. What's changed?
Yeah.
How can we help him?
Yeah, and like, it is easy to know what changed, really. Like, the world is after changing, and how we participate in the world at the moment. But, like, it is going to come to an end, but in the short term, how are we going to get kids to cope with it, and what kind of stuff can we do that may help them? And in the long term, obviously, you know, as you say, does that mental anxiety probably will be there long term, and you know, the reintroduction into society again?
Well, that's it. Like, I mean, the last lockdown, you know, they were out of school for 6 months. We were told that they would never go back into any level of lockdown again, like that the children would be out of school, and now we're heading into 2 months.
Yeah.
Out of school, and if not 3 before they actually get back.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the first lockdown was kind of a novelty.
Yeah.
This time around, they're really struggling. I can see them out to children and teenagers that are, especially teenagers, struggling with anger and frustration and I mean, you know, they're worrying about their junior cert, they're worrying about their leaving cert in the teenagers, and it's just really frustrating for everybody. So I suppose the key is, one is to get out and about and do as much physical activity as they can, obviously a good night's sleep, but the key really is to talk to them about their feelings, talk to them about their emotions, and bear in mind you're talking to a child, so you can do it in the most plain terminology as you can. You know, how are you going? How are you feeling? Do you feel angry? You know, don't be afraid to talk to them about emotions.
Yeah.
You know, us Irish are shocking for talking about feelings and emotions. But we really need to talk to our children because they have no outlet at the moment. Because they'd be actually talking to their friends, their other children and teenagers, and they'd be just literally talking in general, and it's releasing that. But at the moment, all they have is their brothers and sisters and their parents.
Yeah.
So even though it was a very natural thing to be happening before, it's completely gone now, and they don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, so really the key is to talk to your child. Get your child to explain what is going on with them, and see how you can help them. And if they actually see that they're actually being helped, that they're being supported, it will make them feel better.
And that is probably a big thing alone, for a child to realise, like, does someone listen to me? They might not understand fully what's going on in my head, but at least they're there, they're listening, and I'm able to bounce off them and, you know, I suppose, not vent, but open up to them at some way, you know, even though it's probably very difficult for a child, but as you say, talk to them very simply. And I suppose, Shane, routine, I know we've been on about it all the time, even as adults, but I can imagine routine, to try and put some routine into a child's life, even though they're not going to school, but I think that something like that would be very important.
Well, that's the key, is definitely routine. You know, I mean, getting up, going to school, even though it might be on Zoom, and actually doing homework with them, and trying to stick to what they used to do before, like they come from school, they do their homework, then they'd have their dinner, and then they go out and play, but trying to stick to the routine that they had. And it's definitely going to help for social anxiety when they go back to school, because the routine won't be any different. The only difference is they'll be physically going to school, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, going back to the emotions and trying to get them to talk, one of the key things is to repeat a word or two that they've actually said, so they actually feel that they're heard.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, one of the biggest struggles is that they don't believe that they're being heard. And I suppose we're all caught up at the moment in our own emotions and our own struggles. And, you know, a child might be quiet and actually doing their stuff, and you go, oh, they're grand, they're fine. But they're actually probably struggling as much as somebody who's angry.
Mm-hmm.
We're all struggling in our own way. So the key is to actually recognize that someone is struggling, talk to them honestly about their feelings, repeat back some words that they've actually mentioned so they actually feel that they're being heard, and let them know that it's okay to not be okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's so important. It's okay not to be okay. It's okay to have a day that you're feeling sad. You know, we are the teachers. We teach our children how to handle their feelings and emotions so that when they become adults, they know how to handle them.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's hard for us as adults to cope with what's going on at the moment. A lot of us are out of routine. We have days like that, and we've spoken about it the last few weeks, you know, how hard it is for us adults as well. But we have some little bit of understanding what's going on, whereas a lot of those younger kids especially, they can't understand why this is happening. All this stuff has been thrown at them about COVID and this and isolating. And I mean, that's completely alien to a kid and something that they just can't understand. And it's not natural for them.
Well, that's it. Like, and I mean, it's the same inside in the household. It, what you say happens inside in a child's head. And you as an adult could be just saying something going, you know, oh, this COVID is terrible. Like, we're going to be in lockdown for a year.
Yeah, yeah.
A child actually takes that as real.
Yes.
It's what's happening in their mind, and in what they believe is what's happening in them. So be very aware of what words you use around children. You know, if you're going to have a discussion with your partner, you know, just go out of the room and just be aware of what you're telling your child. And the other thing is to try and keep the positive movement within your house. you know, that they understand that we are coming out the other side of this. They will be going back to school, and some bit of normality will be coming going forward.
Yeah, and that is very important to emphasise that, really, isn't it? As I said at the top of the show, there, you know, the weather is starting to get a little bit, you know, even though it's not great, but it's getting a little bit better. The days are certainly getting longer. You know, you can even walk in here in the town yesterday evening. It felt a little bit more like spring, and you know, it just had that vibe of positivity about it. And you know, if you can emphasise that to kids, rather than, as you say, oh, this another day like this and doom and gloom and all that, like you really have to put on a positive face for them.
You do, you know, I mean, it's so important for them to get a sense of it. And as you said there, like yesterday evening was bright till 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
They're now thinking that, you know, in the afternoon they actually will get time to get out and play and stuff like that and interact. You know, and I mean, even yourself, like take them off to the woods for the day or something like the afternoon, or take them off to the beach or something like that. Something to change the norm or abnormality they have at the moment, because at least before they were playing in yard with the kids or whatever,
mm-hmm.
they don't even have that interaction at the moment, so they need to kind of change of scenery. You know, I mean, I know it's within our own 5 kilometers, like, but they need a change of scenery, they need a change of perspective, they need to know that they're heard and that their parents understand what's going on for them, you know.
And how about when they go back to school, can you see any problems down that line again, or because I presume it won't be just go in and slip in as if nothing ever happened. Like long term, are we looking at any?
We are looking at a huge amount of social anxiety at the moment. You know, I mean, social anxiety is so key, like, because, you know, people talk about introverts and extroverts, like, and the amount of introverts that are actually going to come out from this is going to be huge. You know, people who just literally can't cope with more than 5 or 6 people. We learn all this in our childhood. We learn everything in our childhood, and we've gone through a year now of uncertainty. You know, we talk about routine, you know, in lockdown, out of lockdown. They don't understand what in and out of lockdown. They don't. All they know is that their world around them is completely, you know, it's changing constantly around them. Like, you know, they want routine. They need some stability. It's so unstable in them at the moment that going forward, going into school, like, you know, just everybody going back, even at the moment, what's wrong with the government at different stages going back, that's helpful, you know, believe it or not. I know it's a struggle, but I mean, them going back at different stages, you know, they need to think about, you know, easing people back into going into school, like, because how you can go from 1 week sitting at home and being on the computer and not doing anything, and then throwing them straight back into school. Children are going to be terrified. They're going to be scared. They're going to have a huge amount of anxiety within themselves. Anxiety that they shouldn't be dealing with in their life.
Yes, yes.
Us adults struggle with anxiety as it is.
Yeah.
But anxiety for them, like, that they don't know what's like. I mean, when you think about it, they've been in and out of school so much now at this stage that how are they going to believe that when they go back to school this time that they stay in school?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, as you said, is the uncertainty there, like, how long more will I be in here for, and you know, will I be back out again? And, well, they will, because, I mean, as soon as they're back, it's nearly time for the summer holidays again.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I mean, the key to what the tips that I'm saying here now is to continue these on, even when the kids go back to school. Don't assume just because they're back at school that everything's gone to normal. Talk to them about what's going on to them. Talk to them about their feelings. Let them tell you about the anxieties that they feel, so you can actually have the opportunity to say, you know, John or Paddy or Anne or whoever, just say, look, you know, it's okay to be feeling like this. It's okay to feel sad. It's okay to feel anxious. You know, as long as, like, the difference between a worry and an anxiety is a worry is just something that you're worrying about in at the present. And anxiety is when you, my favorite word, catastrophize it.
Yes.
Into something way bigger than it is. And when you do that to yourself, the child is causing, you know, sweats in themselves, they're causing headaches in themselves, you know, all these sorts of things, because what we tell ourselves causes a body trauma within ourselves. So we as adults struggle to understand this. A child is even going to struggle even more. So that's why I really wanted to come on today and really talk to the people that are listening on the radio, to tell them to talk to their children. Get them to explain what's going on for them. Even if they can't do it in words, maybe get them to write something down or do drawings about how they're feeling.
Yes.
You know, there's so many ways that you can tap into understanding and listening to your child. Watch their routine. Watch if they're suddenly sad a lot of times, if they don't want to go out as much, all those things are signs that your child is struggling with something that's going on around them. So you need to find out. You need, and if you need to get them support, you get them support. Because it really is so important for our children, our teenagers at the moment, coming up along the line. Because in 4 or 5 years' time or 10 years' time, they are going to struggle when they go out into society and have to cope with the normal things of society. Yeah. What normal is going to be after this, I don't know. But at the moment, all we know is what we have in front of us. And what we have in front of us could be the potential of a huge mental health problem.
Brilliant stuff. Shane, on that note, thank you very much once again.
Okay,
talk to you soon. Bye-bye.